You're listening to Vatican Radio. The president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Cardinal Jean-Louis Torrent, travels to London on Wednesday for a visit aimed at affirming and strengthening the good interreligious relations in the United Kingdom. The five-day visit, which includes a trip to Birmingham on Saturday, will be focused on meetings with the Sikh, Jain and Hindu communities, as well as a broader interfaith event in Westminster Cathedral Hall on Thursday entitled Together in Prayer for Peace. Accompanying the Cardinal throughout the visit will be the head of the Interfaith Relations Office for the Bishops of England and Wales, Archbishop Kevin MacDonald. He talked to me about the importance of these interfaith encounters just 3 weeks after the murder of an off-duty British soldier by two Muslim extremists in the East London borough of Woolwich. Is it true to say that this visit comes at a particularly tense time for interfaith relations following the murder of drummer Lee Rigby?
Yes. It certainly does. In fact, I was in Woolwich 2 weeks after that terrible incident. They invited a group of religious leaders to come to the mosque in Woolwich, and we joined them towards the end of Friday prayers. And then after that, we met the worshippers. We had a meeting together in a room within the mosque. And then we all went up to the place where drummer Lee Rigby had been killed, and we laid a wreath there that simply said peace. Now, that's important to mention that because just a few weeks before the Cardinal's visit, an event happened which actually triggered a great coming together of leaders of different faiths. And what came of that, I think, was a very strong sense of the need for religious leaders to stand together in solidarity in their rejection of violence and in their commitment to peace. And I think that is strange how such a terrible event has created a real framework, a real context, a real rationale for the interreligious event that will take place when Cardinal Turon comes.
You describe interreligious work as a crucial and characteristic feature of contemporary Catholicism. And yet, as you say, sometimes it takes a tragedy or emergency situations to actually see the fruits of this work.
I think that's true. I think when you have an event like this, then people realize that they need to come together. I think the difficulty is that when the memory of the tragedy fades, people then can go back to their own ways of thinking. What I'm hoping, and what I think the Cardinal's visit will help to bring about, is, if you like, a changed kind of relationship between the religions in this country, one in which a spirit of friendship and solidarity and of common cause is not just an occasional politeness, but becomes actually a new kind of culture. I think we need that. We're still figuring out how different religions coexist in a Western secular society. And events like this give us indications, but we need to grasp the opportunity and respond to the opportunity if things are really to move forward.
How difficult is it, though, with this focus currently in the Catholic Church on mission and evangelization, how difficult is it for that kind of work to sit together with this crucial interfaith dialogue?
Well, I think the two go hand in hand. I worked in Rome for 8 years under Pope John Paul II. And watching his extraordinary ministry, what was characteristic, what was very noticeable, was that he carried out this huge, great evangelization campaign, and he was absolutely involved in interreligious dialogue. And it was clear from his ministry and from his understanding of the nature and identity of the Catholic Church that the two are inextricably connected, that they are both different patterns of outreach. But in both cases, the Church is required both to speak the truth, to speak the gospel, but also to listen to the working of the Holy Spirit that comes from the other. So I don't see the two as being in conflict. I think the great lesson of Pope John Paul was the inextricable connectedness between the two. And I think we need to continue to learn that lesson.
There are echoes of Pope John Paul's great call to leaders of religious communities to come to Assisi, aren't there, in this visit of Cardinal Turon?
Yes, there are. And I think that what the Pope gave us in 1986 was a model of how the Catholic Church needs to exercise its ministry in the contemporary world. In the famous address he gave to the Roman Curia at the end of that year, he made a very significant point. He said that the Assisi meeting helped us to understand our identity as the Catholic Church and helped us to understand the meaning of the ministry of reconciliation, which has been entrusted to the Catholic Church. And it was clear also at the Assisi meeting that the Catholic Church is at the heart of this whole enterprise. I remember Archbishop Runcie, the then Archbishop of Canterbury, saying that only one person and only one church could have convened that meeting. And what was clear from the ministry of Pope John Paul was that in convening meetings this time, in giving leadership in solidarity between religions, the church is exploring its own identity.
Cardinal Turon's visit this time is focusing on the Hindu, the Jain and the Sikh communities in the United Kingdom. Can you tell us a little bit about these communities and what kind of relations you have with them?
These are what they call the Dharmic religions. The religions of India are quite distinct from Jews, Christians and Muslims. But they all have affinities. They're all connected. I think the important thing to say is that they are all very keen on and interested in relationship with the Holy See. The Jain community have visited the Pontifical Council twice, the Sikh community also. So in the case of those two communities, it's a kind of return visit. And the Hindu community are particularly, the temple in Neeson, are particularly delighted about this. And they very much have said, they've said to me already, they want this to be the beginning of something, not just a one-off. I think it all goes back to what it says in Nostra Aetate about how the church respects the elements of truth and goodness in the other religions. And each of these three visits that are made, there will be a dialogue exploring an area of areas of common ground, looking at nonviolence, compassion, service to humanity, to try and look at ways in which we can speak together from the vantage point of fidelity to our own traditions about these things which are so important for peace and community today.
Do you think there is a way in which the Catholic Church can have a higher profile, perhaps, in trying to ease tensions between the different communities and really act as a bridge, perhaps, to the wider society in the UK?
The Catholic Church is involved in this matter. I was there, as I said earlier, in Woolwich when we in the aftermath of the event, and I think people do look to the Catholic Church as a body which has a clear teaching, a clear mandate, which is not an optional extra, but which is intrinsic to being Catholic. And there, people may not understand it in depth, but they do get that. They pick that up. Could we do more? Yes, we certainly could. And I think this, hopefully, this visit will be a stimulus to the Catholic community as much as to anybody else. That's certainly my hope.
My thanks there to Archbishop Kevin MacDonald, Chair of the Interfaith Relations Office for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.